episode 337, Give Yourself Credit.
Moms, needing a little inspiration and a ray of hope? You've come to the right place. This is the show that you can turn to for just the pick-me-up you need. This is Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Merry Christmas, sisters. How are you? I want you to know that you are looking absolutely adorable today. And I want you just to smile. I want you to be you because you matter to me. I've actually kind of missed you a little bit. I feel like I've been away from you guys, but I know I really haven't. But you know, you get those days where you just seem like with the holidays, the hustle and bustle just keeps going and going and going, and you're just never stopping. And here we are in day 42 of the 60-day push, and it's still going. Ugh, will it ever slow down? Well, I have to kind of come to you and get with you here in a little heart-to-heart because I think you're being too hard on yourself. I think it's time to give yourself credit. You see, it's real easy to look at people's Facebooks and their Instagrams and Pinterest. Well, Pinterest maybe not so much, but your Instagrams and your Facebooks and maybe even your Snapchats, even though they disappear very quickly. And when you're looking at those, you're like, wow, they're doing all of that. And you forget that you too have a highlight reel. You have a lot of good things going on, but maybe you're not one who likes to share them. Or maybe you're just like, well, it really doesn't matter anyway. And I just don't feel comfortable putting that on there. Well, I want to throw something out to you. I came across a study out of England, and they polled 1,583 mums. Okay, so moms, but I'm going to call it how they call it, mums. And in this study, it was a fascinating read, actually. And they said women complete at least 59 tasks in a day. Did you hear that? 59 tasks in a day. I was amazed. 9 out of 10 lead in child-related tasks. So let's say there's a housework or, you know, making the bed for, you know, the kids have to make their bed or whatever, their chores, or you're taking them to activities. 9 out of 10 of the women take the lead in that. And of those, 2/3 of them say that their partners expect them to lead when it comes to childhood activities. They want them to do it. Man, you got lots of strikes against you just because you're a female. It's crazy. And then it goes on to say that 7 out of 10 are overwhelmed in how much they have to remember in a day. And then you wonder why you forgot those 2 dozen cookies that you needed to buy and take to school that day. Oops. But somehow, your child still managed to get through the day. None of us are perfect. But I know sometimes we live within ourselves in this perfect world that we have to kind of come to a certain level in order to say, yes, I did it. I made it. I'm there. I was listening to a gentleman who I have high regards for, and he was going through, he was just coming off of a book tour, and he said, you know, he goes, there are days at the very beginning that I thought I had to be perfect, but he goes, now I know I don't have to be. I have to start. I just got to do it. And I thought, you know what? Guys are real easy to do that. This was a gentleman. That they're real easy to just kind of jump in. But for some reason, we as women, we jump in, but there's this hesitation. And the hesitation sometimes comes from that self-doubt, the lack of self-confidence, of saying, I know who I am. Why? Because you're living in your mind this perfect world. I have to be a certain size or shape. I have to dress a certain way. I have to make so much money. My children have to perform at some high caliber in order to be recognized. They need to be on the traveling team in order to be the mom of the year. My husband has to, you know, achieve this certain level in his career in order for us to be considered a successful family. And I started thinking about how within the holidays, you know, seriously, you don't give yourself credit. You are working so hard. What you do at home, what you do for your career, what you do for your business, what you do for your children, your family, your church. You work so hard. Give yourself credit. Now, that doesn't mean that you have to go and have an ego behind it, because you know those people out there that are all about, oh, I just did this, and oh, by the way, I just did that. And those are the ones that kind of get on your nerves, don't they? But you're not that person. Why? Because you wouldn't be putting up with me this long. That's not who you are. You're not this egotistical brat who says, I've got it all, and I cannot wait to tell the world every single time I succeed. No, you're not that. You're a loving, caring, adoring woman, or man if you're listening. And your desires are to love and serve others. You want to continue to improve upon yourself and who you are. You're not into settling, but sometimes life happens. And so, yeah, at times you just go with the flow. But overall, you're always striving for better. That deserves high fives and loves and you know, hey, you're doing it. But you don't give yourself credit. And so today I wanted to pause, and I wanted you to take a moment, and I wanted you to think about, you know, those 1,583 moms that were interviewed for this poll, and they took this survey. If you were to say how many tasks you did in a day, I bet you it's over 59. I really think it is. I mean, they were listing things like, you know, making lunches. Well, if you have as many children as I do, and if they were a little bit younger now and they were all in that, I would get 5 tasks out of that one, right? And if you have the kids who stay at home and you're staying at home too, and you're cooking 3 full meals a day, if you homeschool, oh my goodness. I guarantee you all are doing more than 59 tasks a day. Give yourself credit. Pat yourself on the back today and say, you know what? Maybe I'm a little tired. Maybe I'm a little run down, but there's reason why. I am being a good mom. I'm being a good wife. I'm trying. I'm not perfect. But I know that with practice comes progress. And that's what you're looking for. You don't want perfection yet, because that means you're in heaven. We still need you here. So today, I want you to look at your Facebook, okay? Because a lot of us have Facebook. And I want you to look at your status, okay? This is kind of a little challenge here. And I want you to write a highlight reel for you. Now, if you want to post it, awesome. Be bold, and I say, go post it. Give yourself credit. Go out there and say, man, the holidays are tough, but this is what I've been up to lately, and this is what I'm learning. Don't make it just be 2 or 3 sentences. Put it out there for people to read, to people to see and say, you know what? It's okay to be human. It's okay to be a mom under stress. But guess what? The holidays are so much more joyful when you're you. Give yourself some credit. So if you're bold enough, go ahead and post that. But if you're not, I just want you to write it down. And in fact, I would challenge you to type it out, because you may actually go back, and when you reread it and you reread it and you reread it, because I know you're going to reread it about 10 times. Yeah, I know. It's those real big personal ones. You go and say, oh, wait, I misspelled that word. Or wait, maybe I should say this too. You add, you delete. And you don't want to go and edit it much. You just want to go out and have it posted. So you reread it and reread it. Whether or not you post or not, write it. Say how amazing you are. That you're blessed that you're learning through these trials and tribulations in your life. The challenges. You're excited that God is healing you. That he's putting you in a position of leadership, and you're scared out of your mind, but it's thrilling at the same time. And say, you know what? With teenagers, it's hard being a mom of teens, but I know I'm doing the best I can. You know, you got to give yourself credit, because it's unfortunately in this world that unless if you begin to love who you are right where you are, it's going to be hard to move on. And part of the journey that you're on is to be able to continue to grow, to become your best selfie. That's what we're all trying to do, to make today better than yesterday. And tomorrow is to be better than today, Lord willing. So go out and take time. Give yourself credit. And that doesn't mean you have to be one of these, you know what I'm talking about. You know who I mean. I don't even have to explain. You've got somebody who came to your mind the minute I said it earlier about these people who think they've got it all. You're not that. Go out and smile. Post a picture or so. Have fun. Give yourself credit. Why? Because you are incredible. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, love, and lots of hugs. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.